John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street to start out the week. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and it's going to be an interesting week. Of course, it seems like every week is full of surprises. The futures are flat this morning. The market's pretty much unchanged. But all that data that we didn't get from the government during those couple of weeks the government was shut down, well, we get a data surge beginning tomorrow. All the unemployment data and the jobs data that we were supposed to have gotten a week ago Friday, we're going to get starting tomorrow morning. So we'll see how the market digests that. Big news regarding the large banks this morning, J.P. Morgan, announcing that they've reached a $13 billion settlement with authorities. Now, they're going to pay about a $4 billion penalty to resolve claims by the FHA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. That's a regulatory entity that supervises or didn't supervise Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This is related to questionable mortgage loans that they sold to Fannie and Freddie. But the thing of it is they're going to fork out $13 billion, but it does not resolve the criminal investigation that the Justice Department has and will continue to pursue against J.P. Morgan and its executives. And there's also word that the FHFA is seeking $6 billion in settlements from Bank of America over the same thing, and that is the mortgage bonds that they sold to Fannie and Freddie that were part of the contributors to the collapse back in 2008. AT&T announcing that they're going to receive almost $5 billion by selling many of their cell towers to Crown Castle International, another publicly traded company, and then leasing them back. They're going to sell 600 towers, lease about 9,100 others for an average of 28 years, and then have a right to buy those back after a 10-year period. And of course, that's to raise cash for AT&T. We do get some earnings this morning from a couple of flagship-type companies. McDonald's reporting numbers, and the market doesn't like them. McDonald's stock down almost 2% pre-market trading. Their third-quarter net was up 4% to about $1.5 billion. But the problem is same-store sales globally only up 0.9%. And down in Asia and other parts of the world, still struggling with their sales in Asia and the Middle East and parts of Africa. And Halliburton, the giant oilfield service company, reporting numbers this morning. Once again, the market doesn't like those numbers. The stock's down about 1.5% pre-market trading. Even though their net income was up 17% and made $706 million, that's $100 million more than they made the same quarter of last year. The problem is, even though the revenue was up 5%, it was up in places like Latin America and Europe and Africa, and revenue in North America declined yet once again. And on Friday, we talked about Google and those record numbers that they released, and the stock on Friday was up 13%. It became only the second S&P 500 stock to break the $1,000 barrier. And this morning, Google stock is up again, another $8.69 a share. And then lastly, we know that, of course, when Facebook went public earlier this year, that they listed on NASDAQ, and it was a huge, terrible problem. It just didn't trade properly. NASDAQ ended up having to pay a bunch of fines. Well, Twitter is getting ready to go public, and they've selected the New York Stock Exchange instead of NASDAQ. And they've announced they're allowing trading firms to test their system in preparation for Twitter's IPO, initial public offering. That dry run is set for Saturday, October the 26th. After that, it will go public sometime in early November on the New York Stock Exchange with a ticker symbol TWPR, and we'll see how that goes, hopefully more smoothly than the Facebook IPO that just crashed and burned initially on NASDAC.
Yes, it's going to make some more young millionaires and billionaires, I think.
It is true, but a lot of people who are experts and longtime professionals in Wall Street are saying that these technology valuations are reminding them of the bubble that happened back, people remember, in the late 90s.
Yeah, when the bubble burst.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there, not far to drive. And you could call him, too, 479-782-2527.